On this week's edition of House Matters, Prime Minister Andrew Holness pledges to ban corporal punishment and House passes Building Act. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says banning corporal punishment in Jamaica is a forward-leaning step to tackle the issue of violence against children. Highlighting the findings of a recent UNICEF report on child abuse in Jamaica, Mr. Holness said banning corporal punishment will send a powerful message of respect and compassion to citizens from the state. The report outlines that a high number of Jamaican children are regularly subjected to sexual violence and violent discipline in their homes, schools, and communities.
Again, it is a matter that we would have to debate here, but I think the time has come. With such a report, with our commitments to the SDGs, I don't see how we can maintain this aspect of our culture and claim that we want to advance as a modern civilized society.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking in the House of Representatives on the United Nations Development Programme's Sustainable Development Goals. The General Consumption Tax Removal of Exemptions Miscellaneous Provisions Act 2017 was passed in Parliament on Tuesday. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Aldis Shaw says the bill seeks to remove government entities from the GCT Act and the creation of a withholding regime. Minister Shaw says the regime will ensure that GCT paid by government agencies will go directly into tax revenues, preventing any leakages.
The regime also sought to balance the interest of the government in preventing revenue loss with that of the registered taxpayer to seamlessly charge, collect, and account for GCT. These amendments were made permanent by the General Consumption Tax Amendment Act 2014.
He adds that despite the change, most public bodies maintain their zero rating due to their parent statute.
This bill therefore seeks to make permanent the removal of the residual exemptions, mostly in relation to imports that were previously provided to the institutions listed. The proposed changes do not disturb any other tax exemption to which the affected entities are entitled. The amendments seek to remove all the expressed and implied GCT exemptions in respect of the following entities: the Civil Aviation Authority, the Electoral Commission of Jamaica, Fair Trading Commission, the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, National Solid Waste Management Authority, National Youth Service, the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, the Overseas Examination Commission, the Public Broadcasting Corporation of Jamaica, the Early Childhood Commission, Council of Community Colleges, the Planning Institute of Jamaica, the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, the Water Resources Authority.
Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Aldis Shaw. The bill was passed with one amendment. Debate on the Building Act continued in the House of Representatives Tuesday. Members of the House raised concerns about when the new building regulations will come into effect. Responding to the concerns, Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie said consultations will be held with local authorities as outlined in the bill.
The committee looking at the regulations have been meeting and they have reached a far way, and I can assure the House that before the end of the parliamentary year, I will be able to bring to the House the necessary regulations to accompany the act. And the old regulation remains in place until the new regulations comes into effect. Clause 85 speaks to that.
The Building Act was passed with 24 amendments. That's it for House Matters. Join us again next for more happenings in the Houses of Parliament. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.